I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Monday, August 15th. The brightening moon that made an attempt to interfere with the Perseid meteor shower last week will climax with a full Sturgeon moon this Thursday night. The timing of the cycle of the moon does hamper the Perseids about once every 3 years, so the years 2019 and 2022 will be affected. Why every 3 years? The moon's orbit of 29.5 days means there are 12 moon cycles in 354 days, 11 days short of the 365-day solar calendar we use. 11 days over 3 years adds up to 33 days, close to a month, but it is not exact, so we end up with years like this year when the moon sets before the meteors really get going after midnight. Another part of the moon's effect on stargazing relates to the time of year and the resulting position of the moon. This week's full moon runs fairly low across the southern skies, somewhat limiting its hindrance of the stars. Naturally, the brighter stars remain more visible, and we'll use them to consider the true nature of our distant stellar cousins. As you look high in the southeast this evening, the trio of stars marking the summer triangle give us some easy targets to find, and each with a different structure and character. The Inner Workings of Stars, this week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in Vermont Public Radio.